We expect another ship to come in with one of the lines that has been here for a while. Alaska Dream Cruises is bringing in the Chichagof Dream this year, probably 6 to 8 times, with about 65 to 70 passengers possible on each voyage. So that brings up our overall port calls a bit from last year, probably up about 5%. So there's some increases there. And I think that the economy is going to be good for independent travelers that are staying over in town also this year.
Yeah, I was wondering about just the economy in the state, how much that might have an effect, positive or negative, on people from the outside coming in.
Well, we see, you know, all kinds of economies around the country and people coming in from around the world. So I don't think our state economy is going to affect that very much, although it has the potential of decreasing our marketing that's being done by the state and, for instance, by the Alaska Marine Highway. We're already seeing a decrease in those funds from the cuts from last year.
Have you had to talk about ferry limitations with customers?
Yes, definitely. We've had cuts, you know, across the board with ferry reservations, and with the implementation of the new ferry reservation system that went into effect, we see some delays in bookings. So people decided to do something else instead because they couldn't get an answer from us regarding the marine, you know, the Alaska Marine Highway, because we just couldn't tell them it was confirmed. We knew what the patterns were going to be, and pretty much, you know, could tell them when they could go from, you know, one place to the next. But some people got tired of, you know, waiting for a confirmation, and so they decided to fly or to take a cruise ship or something that they could actually book and reserve.
Let's talk about the cruise ships that are scheduled to come to Petersburg.
The Chichagof Dream is a ship operated by Alaska Dream Cruises out of Sitka. It is new to Petersburg. It has 37 staterooms on board and can carry about 65 passengers. So it'll be nice to see a new player in the market vying for space in the harbor. But they're coming on opposite days of other vessels, so you know, it'll probably work out just fine.
Do we have any larger size ships that will be anchoring off in deeper water and then lightering passengers to town?
Mm-hmm. Last year we had the Ponant vessel, the French vessel, and this year they are not bringing back that same vessel, but they're bringing back a sister ship called Soleil, and it will be here 5 or 6 times this summer, as was the L'Estrale this last year, and so it's pretty much just taking its place. And while the L'Estrale is sailing around the South Pacific somewhere, we're going to have the Soleil in Petersburg instead. And so we'll be doing the same type of land tours that we did for them, operating bus tours, having the Sons of Norway and dancing, and doing the dock tours, you know, with the dock walks and explanations of the fishing industry. And that's, you know, was, you know, fairly popular this last year.
That was a pretty fancy ship. And there were over 200 passengers?
Yes, about 220 passengers. And I think on that ship they have about 150 crewmen on that ship to take care of the 220 passengers. So that's a very high ratio. We are getting some other ships. We haven't seen the Bremen in a few years, and it's coming this year. It's operated by Hapag-Lloyd out of Germany.
And is that another large ship?
Yes, it won't be able to dock. They're more of an expedition vessel, and so Germans are known more for getting off the boat and enjoying, you know, more zodiac rides and hikes in the wilderness and that sort of thing. And so they are more likely to just come into town and let their people wander and do what they want to do. You know, and we won't be providing much in the way of shore services for them or entertainment. But most of the other ships that we've seen before, the American Spirit, for instance, will be coming to the port dock a couple less times than they did last year. I think last year they were here 8 times. This year it's about 6.
So it is March now. Mm-hmm. When will we start to see the tourists?
Well, our first ship is due this year on May 9th, early May, like we've had before. Lindblad, the Seabird and Sea Lion, the National Geographic ships, will be in first. And then shortly after that, starting on the next weekend, mid-May, the Admiralty Dream comes up, and all the rest of them kind of start coming in certainly by the 1st of June. Ships are going to run until September 14th this year. Will be our last ship so far that we've seen on the schedule. There's always some number of yachts that show up, you know, either before or after, you know, the main season, and those are not included or even, you know, forecasted at this point on the schedule. But with the price of fuel going down, we might very well see, you know, some more yachts in town this year than we've had in the past.